I'm starting with a short reading from Paying Our Last Respects in commemoration of Luntur Mahabur. It's a couple of pages called The Beauty Comes From Within. The team of doctors asked Luntur permission to do a medical checkup as he looked fatigued, was feeling cold, running a fever, and had flatulence making him nearly vomit. Luntur then gave a Dharma talk for the monks and the group of doctors. You can set it up. Don't you know that this catches the attention of the monks? Afterwards, take a look at your citta. Can you see the Kamatana monks walking on the path? Do they have good sati or not? Sati should be wished for under all circumstances. Sati is the tool to eradicate danger. If there is no sati, then there is no perseverance. If there is sati, then there is perseverance. I really have struggled enough already, have I not? It's not that I have not fought the kalesas. I have fought until the kalesas gave way. Now my walking has turned into toddling. I really want to ask how I look internally. What is the interior of us really like? That's what I really want to ask. It comes from within to be dignified. Walking in a comely manner like a Kamatana monk, wherever you go, you have sati as a tool to eliminate the danger. That's what is called to be always safe. That's how it is. I do not say this for no reason. When I walk, I now toddle around, just like someone without any value. But my heart here is dignified and radiant. Sati is the tool that controls and eliminates the danger. You know, a tool like that is not easy to find. People do not really know anything about me. My citta trashed the kalesas so that they really had to surrender and retreat. Now wherever I go, the citta is majestic and has a panorama view. Some people are unaware of this. They will know only bits and pieces. What can they really know? How long ago did the Lord Buddha's enlightenment shake the world? People are not interested in this anymore. So the Lord Buddha himself let go of them. But now the time for me to say something has come. That's why I'll say it like that. I was able to destroy the kalesas, and they submitted because of Dharma. Kamatana means nothing if one's own behavior is worthless. If our behavior is precious, then we are dignified, and there is nothing of more value than Kamatana monks. The Devas, Indra, and Brahma have faith in them, and also parade around them in homage. Do you really think that Devas don't exist? Even though the Devas, Indra and Brahma flock around and follow him, a Kamatana monk who has developed majestic Dharma within himself would not speak about it, for people would call him crazy. People are crazy, but if he would speak about it, then they would think of him being crazy. Conversation with the medical team. Doctor, dear Luntur, just now your fever is going up. Luntur, search for it. Doctor, dear Luntur, just now your fever has increased and I ask for permission to inspect your body a little bit. Luntur, there is no need for a checkup, for Luntur checks his own body all the time. Doctor, please let me check your blood pressure. Luntur, I check it all the time. My checkup is much more thorough than yours. Do you understand what I say? Doctor, I understand, thank you. Luntur, don't go thinking that Luntur is the crazy one, for it's you yourself who is foolish, but does not know it. Do you understand this? Doctor, yes, thank you. Luntur, that's all that I want to say. This was a talk for you to listen to. Nowadays I give some desana once in a while, some for these people and another bit for those people. Doctor, yes, thank you. Later on at around 8 p.m., he sat up from his bed and uttered a phrase of Dharma. The citta was brightly illuminated at the monastery of Doi Dharma Chedi. The deeper one dwells in the forest, the more brightly ablaze is the citta. There exists no more subtle wonder than the citta that is Dharma and the Dharma that is the citta. Wherever I go now, there is always a group of celestial beings, devas, that follows me and looks after me.